This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. These mass shootings that we've recently witnessed are really part of an ongoing deep state war against President Trump. Now, in my interpretation of what's happened so far, the El Paso shooting was completely staged. That so-called shooter was recruited by the FBI as part of an effort to stage an event with real violence to kill real people in order to make news headlines. But it's very clear that there were 3 to 4 other professional operators who were the shooters that actually did the killing, and that the person who has been arrested as the shooter is not the shooter at all. In fact, it has already come out, although this part is unconfirmed yet. I'll share it with you anyway. It's in the process of being confirmed. An individual online who claims to be a childhood friend of the so-called shooter has gone public and stated that that guy is autistic, that he's an autistic person who was in special ed classes, and that he could not possibly have written the manifesto that has been attributed to him. Now, what I find interesting about that is that I also analyzed the manifesto and came to the conclusion, as a professional editor and writer, understand, I manage a massive team of writers and editors. That's part of what I do as a publisher of hundreds of websites. I review writing samples from different professional writers of different ages and skill levels and so on. So I'm reviewing writing styles and writing levels constantly. I mean, you know, many times a week, I'm reviewing writing samples, and every day and every evening, I'm approving articles written by our writing team. So I'm in the thick of it. And I read that manifesto, and immediately the thought that came to me was, this couldn't possibly be written by a 21-year-old, because I've seen writing samples of 21-year-olds. And that writing in the manifesto was absolutely the writing style of someone much older. It used a narrative style of a person who's older, probably someone in their 40s, actually, like a generation apart. And it also had a complexity of thought that is from a person who is older than 21 years old. So I even knew before I heard about this autism explanation, which again may or may not be true. We're still looking into that. It's unconfirmed. But if it is confirmed as true, it's certainly consistent with what I had already concluded about this so-called manifesto, which is that the manifesto wasn't written by that individual. Furthermore, the founder of 8chan. Now, 8chan is the online free speech discussion board that has now been shut down. And apparently this manifesto was posted to 8chan right around the time of the shooting. The founder of 8chan went public and said that the individual who was arrested as the shooter did not upload that manifesto. The manifesto was uploaded by someone else. Now, I guess theoretically, it could have been, you know, as a thought experiment, it could have been written by the guy and uploaded by his friend or something. That's technically possible. But the evidence of this being a staged event is really starting to mount up. Combine all that with the fact that the so-called shooter was wearing hearing protection and eye protection, which is what you wear when you're engaged in training exercises using firearms. That's not something that you do when you're on a suicide mission that you don't expect to survive. And according to the manifesto, he did not expect to survive. He thought he would be killed by cops or killed in the shooting, and he did not intend to come out alive. And yet what really happened in the real world is that he immediately surrendered to police and allowed them to arrest him. Why? Obviously, because he thought he was part of a training exercise. In fact, he wasn't doing the killing, which is exactly why there has been no video released of, you know, from Walmart. Walmart has video cameras that cover every aisle. If they wanted to, if this were real, I mean, if that guy was the real shooter, They could have released the video of him doing the shooting. But he's not the shooter. There are probably three other shooters who actually did the killing, and that's why they can't release the video. Because the video would show multiple shooters. On top of that, we have eyewitnesses, multiple eyewitnesses that say they saw multiple shooters entering the scene. And they describe them as masked, so that their identities couldn't be captured on surveillance cameras. They were masked. And in addition to that, there were multiple people arrested, according to El Paso police. And even the mayor of El Paso said there were multiple suspects in custody originally. The media was reporting multiple shooters, and the people the media was interviewing said multiple shooters. But within hours, they changed the narrative to be a lone gunman, even though that so-called lone gunman was wearing training gear, i.e. hearing protection and eye protection, and did not carry more than one magazine for his AK-47 rifle. Not more than one magazine. And the one magazine couldn't possibly have carried out all that shooting because it's only a 30-round mag. You can't kill 22 people and injure another 30 people or so with one 30-round mag for the simple reason that you miss all the time. When people are running, you miss all the time. And when you're running around as the shooter, you miss all the time. This is something that people who aren't tactically trained in firearms, they don't understand how incredibly difficult it is to put rounds on target when you're moving and the target's moving. Now, you know, some of us are actually trained in tactical engagements and we have some ability to do that, but even us and the people I've trained with over the years, you know, some of whom have been former special forces and military and law enforcement and so on, even everybody has trouble doing that. You know, your hit ratio goes way down when targets are moving and you're moving. It just goes way down. You can't, it's not like shooting at a rifle range or gun range where the target's just a piece of paper that's totally still and you're totally still and you can rest on a bench. You know, you've got support for your rifle and no one is shooting back at you. No one is screaming. You know, a lot of leftists who don't own guns, they have no idea how hard it is to operate a rifle like that in a mass shooting scenario. It's a very difficult thing, which is why they have to bring in expert operators to do the actual killing. It's also why this 21-year-old couldn't possibly have done the killing. Now, another piece of evidence. In the manifesto, he talks about the barrels of AK-47s overheating. He says he's going to have to wear a special glove, a heat-resistant glove. On his left hand, obviously, that's the hand, that's the support hand that holds the foregrip or the barrel shroud guard of an AK-47, which is actually a piece of wood on an AK-47, you know, a woodstock version. So in the photo that's been released, he's not wearing a glove, which tells you that even if he wrote the manifesto, which I don't believe, but even if he did, that he did not think he was going to fire 100 rounds. Otherwise, he would have worn the heat-resistant glove because the manifesto talks about the barrel overheating and why you'd have to have a heat-resistant glove in order to hold that foregrip area, you know, on the gun. Now, by the way, I dispute that. I absolutely dispute that. You don't need a heat-resistant glove on an AK-47 to fire 100 rounds. So I don't even know where that's coming from because I've done, you know, all kinds of training with various rifles, AR-15s and so on, and also, you know, AK-style platforms. And yeah, the barrels get hot, but you're not gripping the barrel. You better not be gripping the barrel because the barrel's really hot. But if you have a piece of wood stock there underneath the barrel, that wood stock, you could still hold on to that with your bare hands. So I don't even know what this guy's talking about. But again, people who never shoot these guns have no idea. So they're easy to fool. And that's your average leftist. Your average gun control person has no idea. They've never shot 100 rounds through a rifle. Well, you know, I have days where I've shot 1,000 rounds through a rifle, just training in one intense day, doing a lot of training, rapid fire training. You know, load up all kinds of magazines and do reloads during breaks and things like that. I've trained with other people, you know, instructors who will put you through 1,000 rounds in a day. And does your gun get hot? Yeah. Is it too hot to touch? No. Because you're not touching the barrel. You're holding on to the handguard or other things. And, you know, 100 rounds is not going to make your gun too hot to hold. Now, if you have a suppressor, that's different. A suppressed firearm, because the gases are suppressed, you know, the suppressor itself gets crazy hot. Even after 20 rounds, it's like smoking hot. And after 100 rounds, you can cook bacon on it. You know what I mean? But an unsuppressed rifle, which is what's depicted in this photo, does not get too hot to handle after 100 rounds. So again, that's something out of the manifesto that just contradicts, you know, real life knowledge about firearms. So there are a lot of anomalies that are appearing now. Like, why haven't they released the video footage of this guy actually doing the shooting? Why is someone claiming to be his friend now coming out and saying that the guy's autistic? Why does the manifesto appear to have been written by someone much older than 21? Why was the manifesto uploaded by someone who was not the shooter, according to 8chan? Why did he only have one magazine in the surveillance photo and didn't have a chest rig, didn't have a battle belt? Clearly, carrying out this kind of mass shooting would have taken much more than one magazine. Why did eyewitnesses say that they saw multiple shooters, masked men, entering the Walmart and carrying out the shooting? Why did other eyewitnesses describe hearing multiple shooters? Why did one journalist tweet that there was a second shooter who was shot and killed, and that her source was the El Paso police? Why did the FBI take over the investigation from the El Paso police? Why does the FBI have a history of recruiting people to carry out terrorist activities in America, according to the New York Times and the Kansas City Star? That's right, the FBI has been recruiting terrorists to carry out these plots for over a decade. The FBI plans the attack. The FBI provides the van. The FBI provides the explosives, although they're fake. The FBI provides, you know, the drone to fly into the Pentagon and then blow it up. You know, again, these are all scenarios that the FBI comes up with, and then they get somebody to jump in and carry it out, and then they stop it at the last minute, or they have fake explosives instead of real explosives. This has all been reported by the New York Times and the Kansas City Star. I have screen grabs of those articles, and I link to those articles in my analysis on Natural News. And why did the FBI run this event, I believe, in the hours following the breaking news that the FBI destroyed Hillary Clinton's hard drives? The FBI engaged in the destruction of evidence of treason. Why did the FBI under James Comey and Barack Obama send spies into the White House to spy on Trump? Why did the FBI participate in the attempted treasonous political coup against the United States of America? Why did Christopher Wray, the current FBI head, cover up the truth about all of that and refuse to turn over evidence to the Department of Justice? Why did the FBI change the 302s, which are the records of the interviews? Why did the FBI exonerate Hillary Clinton, even as James Comey openly admitted that she engaged in all kinds of crimes and cover-ups, including violating national security laws? I mean, and there are probably 100 other questions to ask in all this. Do you see a pattern here? The FBI is the criminal cartel. And that's why the FBI took over the investigation in El Paso, because they have to cover up the evidence of the FBI's complicity in this attack. I believe the FBI plotted this attack. The FBI recruited possibly an autistic individual who was talked into this. The FBI told him it was a training exercise, which is why he's wearing training gear, i.e. hearing protection and eye protection, and only has one magazine, which he probably thought was loaded with blanks. That's why he surrendered immediately to police, and he was probably very confused at being accused of shooting people. He probably didn't shoot anybody. It's the FBI's own operators who did the shooting, and then the FBI took over the investigation in order to cover it all up, and they covered up the multiple shooters that were seen by eyewitnesses, and they covered up one of those shooters being killed by El Paso police. And the FBI refused to release the video footage of the shooting in the Walmart, even though that video footage obviously exists. This is a cover-up, folks. Real people died, and I think the FBI had them murdered I think the FBI did this to try to destroy Trump, because look at who benefits. Look at the media narrative following this shooting. Oh, Trump is a terrorist. Trump is a white nationalist. All Trump supporters, they say now, a former CNN journalist now says that all Trump supporters need to be exterminated from America. This is what we're hearing now. This has enabled the left-wing media to depict all white people as terrorists, all Trump supporters as terrorists. This has enabled them to change the narrative and move, shift the focus off of the FBI's corruption and collusion and destruction of evidence with Hillary Clinton's email servers and those hard drives that had the backup emails. This is a massive criminal conspiracy being carried out and a psyop being carried out against the American people. So make sure you stay informed on all of this. Keep reading newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Check out the videos on brighteon.com. And there's a lot of breaking news on all this at thegatewaypundit.com as well as infowars.com. You are not being told the truth by the mainstream media. Stay informed to learn the truth. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.